Andy, take us to DEFCON 7.
All right.
As you know, we're paying $1,000. $1,000 for the best Oscar nominee we speak with. We've had several good ones. We're going to protect the listener by not divulging the name, but we go to Jackie. Jackie, who do we have?
We have Joel Cox, who is a film editor for American Sniper.
Oh, wow. Joel, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's an honor to talk to you this morning. I just got off a plane from Australia.
Wow. What were you doing in Australia?
Well, Gary Roach is our co-editor on the film American Sniper, and our team are down there working on Pirates of the Caribbean, the new one.
Now, I really love this because I've made two movies, and I didn't physically edit them, but I was basically the one making the decisions where the edits would go. And what it is that Joel does, and then I want you to expand on it, you have to look. Let's say there's a scene. The scene is shot in master form. There'll be five versions of the master. Then they go chest up on both characters, and then they go chin up on both characters. And the editor has to watch every single take and then make a decision which ones he's going to use in the order he or she is going to do them. What did I miss, Joel?
Well, you hit that pretty much right on the head. I mean, but it's more involved than that because you know you're a storyteller, and then also you're sometimes rewriting the story because of changes you make. But you're the one person that absolutely sees every frame of film that is shot for a film, and you see it quite a few times. I generally think when I'm through with the film, I've seen it probably 75 times.
And I will tell you, and this is true, you might have heard this before, but this is true. It doesn't matter how well the movie is written or how well it's directed or how well it's shot or how great the actors is. If the editing blows, the movie blows.
Well, listen, I've worked for Clint for 40 years, and he always says, if we don't screw this up in the editing, it might be a good film. So that's a comment that he uses all the time. He says, let's just don't, you know, mess this thing up. Let's see if we can make it happen. And like this film, American Sniper, he said to me right at the beginning, before he left to go shooting on it in Morocco to start the film, he says, this film is one of those films that's going to be totally made in the editing room.
Wow.
And it is. If you've seen American Sniper, you know the pressure and the tension and the softness when we go back and forth between his life at home and his life on those tours. It's all tempo. It's all timing. And that, you know, that comes from years of experience and learning to know what you like, the pressure cooker, how long you can stay and hold something. And it's within inside your own heart where you sense that. And my wife always says I'm a very emotional person. And so when I do films like this and the other films we've done that have a lot of emotion in them, she says I really kind of shine in that because I'm an emotional person. And I use my own experiences to feel what I think the character should feel so the audience can feel that.
If you just joined us, we're talking to Academy Award nominated Joel Cox. He edited American Sniper, directed by Clint Eastwood. Joel, two things I've heard. One, I've heard that Clint always likes to work with the same crew, people that he likes, people that he trusts. That's one. And then two, I have heard that when he's directing, when he is shooting a scene, he does not say action and cut. He will say, like at the end of it, he'll go, all right, that's enough of that. And the actors will stop talking.
Yeah, he basically, you know, will roll the camera, he'll look over and tell, okay, and then he'll say to the actors sometimes, okay, when you're ready, we'll go. But the camera's already rolling. And at the end of it, he'll just say, okay, stop, or he'll say, and if he's in a good, great, funny mood, he'll say, well, that's enough of that, F. When he's doing some shots that are not tied up to the actors, and he's just, you know, creating, you know, an establishing shot, he does that. But he has a lot of vernacular he uses, but it's really in a soft way. And if you talk to any actor who's ever worked for him, they'll tell you it's the greatest experience that they've ever had. And I know that for a fact by watching him work, that basically, remember, he's an actor first. So he knows what actors go through, and he's always trying to make them comfortable, and he allows them to bring things to their part. And, boy, you can't get any better than that for an actor to have.
You know, I cracked up at this because I actually saw it. Clint was being interviewed with his then wife. I think they've since divorced. But there was about a 40 to 45 year gap between Clint and her. And the interviewer was saying, you know, there's a really big gap in the age. But is that something that you're concerned about? And Clint goes, hey, she dies, she dies.
Yeah. He has a great sense of humor. And a lot of people have not seen that in him because he's a very reserved and quiet person. And, you know, he doesn't get out. But the people within there, you know, that know him, like myself for 40 years, I mean, he is just like you and I talking. If he and I were on the phone talking, that's how we'd be talking. It's not, you know, there's nothing pretentious about him. He's a very, probably the most well-read gentleman that I know. He is so into reading. He reads everything, and he can, any subject you want to talk about, he can talk about.
You know what's interesting? Joel, Mark, is not eligible for the $1,000 this week because someone ratted him out.
Mm-hmm.
However, if he were to rat out his boss, I think he'd be a lock for the $1,000.
Well, Joel, you may not know this, but a listener is who gave us your phone number. And so what Andy is alluding to, that we're paying $1,000 for the best conversation we had with an Oscar nominee. If you could use the $1,000, and we can almost guarantee you a victory. If you need the $1,000, you need to give Jackie Clint's phone number, and then we could call Clint and interview him, which would give you the grand.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. His privacy is his privacy. I don't step across that line. That's one thing that is always like a lot of people say, well, can we talk to Clint? I said, yeah, if you can get a hold of him. Well, can't you help us? I said, no. I mean, I'll tell you, that's, you understand, 40 years together,
sure.
That's because I have closed lips.
Now, Joel, we're almost out of the time.
I know. So, it's time. I realize that.
No. But here's what I want to know. So, is this your first nomination?
No, this is my third. I had a nomination for Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, I love that
nomination
movie.
And a win for Unforgiven.
Oh,
so I know what this is all about and what's going on because I've been there. This will be my third time. Plus, I've gone a couple times when he was being honored. But I can tell you this, and this is the truth. I feel as a nominee, and I think most nominees would agree with me, that the honor is in the nomination because you're nominated by your peers.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have almost 7,000 people voting, you know, and so anything can happen. And I tell people, if your name is in that envelope, you are the luckiest person in the world, and you should just, you know, thank the Lord that your name was in that envelope because nobody knows. And I'm telling you, nobody knows. And there's always surprises every year. You know, people think it's going to go to a certain person because they've gotten all these awards from different various shows. And then they don't win the award and somebody else does. And this is a different audience because these are people who work in this business and they understand things a little deeper than the average person, you know, these guys out there writing things and, you know, columns. And so you have to, you know, you can never read in the papers and read anything and think about it because it really has nothing to do with what's going to happen on Sunday night.
And Joel, are you going?
Of course. I just flew in from Australia. I actually fly back to Australia on Monday night.
Oh,
my God. 14 hours each way.
Jeez.
Yeah, well, it was 12 something coming in today. But it's a long flight, you know. It's a long way there, but hey, this film just started shooting this week, and I've been down there for 2 weeks, and we're going back for it. I'll be there for 4 more months.
Well, Joel, listen, just because of the fact that we've had a chance to talk with you, and I love Million Dollar Baby. I love Unforgiven, two of my favorite films of all time. So honored to be able to speak with you. Cheer for your win. Can't wait to see your face as you give your acceptance speech. And I know your wife is beside herself.
Well, she is, but she's a little reserved, too. She doesn't like all this thrilling stuff. You know, you don't know this, but we have a small vineyard, a little boutique vineyard we started about 8 years ago, and we just had our first release in October, and we won some medals with our three releases at the San Francisco Chronicle wine competition, our first time in it, everything, and we have three releases. We have a Cabernet, because I do all reds, and I have a three varietal Bordeaux, which is called Sequel, and those two won silver. And my five varietal, which is a full Bordeaux, got a gold medal. And
wow.
The vineyard, the winery, it's called Mystic Hills Vineyard.
What a renaissance man.
Yeah, check you out.
Yeah, you can check that out, Mystic Hills Vineyard. We are a wine club only, because we make about 900 cases this year. And we absolutely have a new one coming. We have a rosé coming out in April. And there's a lot of people that have tasted it think that's pretty special, too. So, you know, hey, listen, I have to keep my day job so I can afford the vineyard.
Yeah, well, send some of that over. We'll give you our opinion on it, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a problem. You'll have to wait till I get back. This
Fair enough.
Is going to be a whirlwind tour to head back. But,
Joel.
I appreciate you having me on. And, you know, I will tell you this. If I was fortunate to be in that envelope, we'll try to talk to you on Monday.
Oh,
that'd be great.
That
would be absolutely, you know, let's just lock that. If you win, we're calling you on Monday morning, Joel.
Okay.
Listen.
Hey, listen, nobody knows what will happen, and, you know, if I would be honored to come back on the show and talk. Hey, listen, I'd come back and talk on the show if I didn't receive it. Well, remember, the honor, I keep saying, is in the nomination, and you never want to forget sight of that, because that's the truth.
Joel Cox, editor of American Sniper, have a great night on Sunday night, and good luck on the win.
Thank you very much, and enjoyed the time.
Take care.